Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. Once again, this week, I am joined by John. And before we get started, want to talk about last week's episode we recorded. We were in his car, so you might hear some dings in the background. John has a really great setting on his radio. Every time there's a Taylor Swift song on any radio station, it dings. So, John, you wanted to give everyone a hint in how to set that up in their radio?
Yeah, just make sure you get a radio that has a favorite setting. I never miss a T-Swift song.
So, if you go back to last week's episode, for every ding, that was one Taylor Swift song that John didn't get to listen to.
Shake it off.
So, this week, what we want to talk about is we recently spent weekend up in Boston with Chris Johnson from Zarin PT, and we got tons of great things, tons of great nuggets of information and things that we can just instantly apply to everything that we're doing. But one of the really great things that we were talking about was shoe selection for runners, how to pick out a shoe for you. And as we talked about it, it pretty much applies to every sport, whether it's a soccer player with a cleat, whether it's a football player with a cleat. Doesn't matter what your sport is, if footwear is involved, some of these tips hold true. Even as far as hockey skates for hockey players, how to pick something that's the right size and that's going to be comfortable. So, John, what were some of the big takeaways you grabbed from last weekend?
I love, people talk about, what should I train? What should I strengthen? Or, how should I change up my routine? You know, everybody talks about cross training. You know, for decades, cross training has been a name or a term that everybody, kind of understands and recognizes. So, we cross train your body to prepare it for different types of activities or stresses. And so, the idea behind running shoes, which we talk about a lot, is, there's not one right running shoe for you. What are the demands going to be on your body? So what are the demands going to be on your ankle? And, that can change. Are you doing, speed runs? Are you doing tempo? Are you doing distance? Are you going to do hill repeats? Are you going to be doing trail running? So, do you want to have, flats on? Do you want to have a little bit more cushion? How can we prepare your ankle, really, because it's the first thing that's in contact with the ground, and make sure that your foot, is really well taken care of? The tires on a sports car before it, hits the track. How is your foot going to be taken care of for, what you want to do that day? And one of the things that Chris kind of, hit home for everybody and made sure that we reinforced was try different, a couple different pair of shoes a couple times a week, run in different shoes. Most runners that are disciplined and really have a goal in mind are going to have different runs throughout the week, right?
Yep.
So, all right, break out the different types of shoes for the different type of run that you're going to be doing. And, I forget about things a lot. If you don't use it, you lose it. So, it's one of those things that you can never talk about enough or too much because, you've got to get back into running and you're going to be doing different things. So get a couple different pair of shoes. We did an old Instagram post with it. It was a very colorful post with all of our shoes, Justin. And, I think I have more shoes than, Vanessa at this point.
I was going to say, this does give a lot of license, and this is one thing I use with my wife all the time to justify why I have so many pairs of shoes, but sometimes I like to use the rule of 10 miles. So for every 10 miles you're going to run during the week, you need a different pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And so, if you're going to run 40 miles a week, you should be using four different pairs of shoes that week to go through. When it comes to picking out shoes, as far as, all right, what's a great shoe for your foot? Or, you can go crazy. You go on to Running Warehouse, Roadrunner Sports, any of these places, and people go crazy with the answering that little survey where they really, they don't seem to really know anything about you at the end of that survey.
Yeah.
And they will say, okay, you need a stability plus shoe or a neutral plus shoe. And one of the things that, I really took away is basically throw all that out.
Yeah.
And mix it up. And, John was talking about cross training, but, the more variability in the types of shoes you run in, the more it makes your foot have to adapt and be able to respond to those loads appropriately. So I hate to see people say like, oh, I need this shoe.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
I think you like to get into different brands, so you're mixing that up a lot.
Yep.
And one of the great things that I saw Chris did was just pick up a pair of shoes off the rack and grab the shoe and take the insole out, put it on the ground and step on it. And you want to make sure your foot is not sort of overriding the insole and sort of coming off the edges. And basically that insole should hold your whole foot And if it doesn't, then that shoe probably isn't the right shoe for you.
Yeah, it's not going to fit your foot. Your toe will be, you know, kind of sticking out the side, or insole is just a great representation of what the foot's going to look like on your foot.
Yeah, so. Something else I always tell people is, you know, get the shoe, put it on your foot. Don't necessarily lace it up too tight. Just kind of cinch the laces, but don't tie them, and then walk around.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have a lot of movement in your foot. You know, those laces are just pieces of string. They should not be tightly holding that shoe on your foot. So if that shoe is slipping around, moving all over the place, then, you know, get out of it.
Yeah, agreed.
One other thing I thought that was a great, you know, was Chris sort of made the analogy of trying on shoes to trying on clothes. And, you know, we did pick on John for his stretchy jeans.
Listen, you're going to be thanking me. Try them. You'll be thanking me.
If anybody comes into the clinic and I'm wearing jeggings, please, please tell me not to do it. Stop me before it happens.
Levi 741.
So the idea there is, though, that you're not going to go online, or it'd be really hard to go online and buy yourself a pair of jeans.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, myself included, if you want to try something, but you don't have the time to go out and try it on, you'll order a few different sizes and then send back whichever ones don't fit, right? Well, you do the same thing in the store. You're going to try on a couple different pairs. So the thought process is there.
Yeah. So this brings us, you know, makes me super excited for our friends over at Fleet Feet in Poughkeepsie to open up, so that we finally have a place locally where we can go in, we can try things on, test stuff out, and really, really know what we're getting, as opposed to needing to order 5 different pairs of shoes or drive an hour in order to get to a store, get there, find out they don't have anything in my size, usually buy some sort of clothing or apparel because I really was excited to come home with something new, and then need to end up going and ordering things online. So hopefully, you know, I'm really excited for those guys to open and get going, and look forward to being able to do lots of great things with them in the future.
And if you guys are concerned about what your significant other might say, just come to Justin or myself. We'll write you a doctor's note, say you need more shoes.
Always easy to make the case that you need a different pair of shoes or something new. So, all right, we're quickly approaching our time limit here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So takeaway from this is, try on your shoes, make sure they're the right shoes for your foot, and buy a lot of them.
Yeah, take the blinders off. Don't get into the mindset where you need one specific type of shoe.
All right.
Treat your feet.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you right back here next week. As always, head on over to iTunes, Google Play, leave us a review, subscribe, tell all your friends about it, and keep sending us over those topic ideas and suggestions. And we'll see you right back here next week.